made me feel welcome. It, too, sits on a rocky point of land. I noticed beautiful villas along the coast, which are summer homes for the wealthy. Our pilot pointed these out to me, then steered around the lighthouse into a bay that was busy with merchant ships newly arrived from other islands and parts of Italy. The water was choppy with so many oars churning back and forth, but it is rough also because this is where the river meets the sea. Both sides of the Tiber were crowded with docks. Cargoes were being unloaded from ships and transferred to wagons because the river is too shallow for sailing. And so, too, our royal fleet would have to remain anchored in the port of Ostia. While the crews moved our belongings to carts and donkeys, Neva and I rested in a newly planted cornfield. As far as I could see, there were lush, green vineyards, neatly laid out in rows, white clouds high overhead. We camped here one night, then early the next morning took off on a side road that runs alongside the Tiber. It was sandy and slow going, but I quite enjoyed the walk. After so many days at sea, it felt wonderful to stretch my legs. Imagine my pleasure to see woods and a cool forest.